Well, many US health experts have expressed dismay at the theatrics around the president's latest surprise move, especially that he removed his mask so publicly on arriving at the White House today. I spoke earlier to one of those doctors, Robert Wachter, who is chairman of the University of California, San Francisco Department of Medicine.
His vital signs, at least according to his doctors, have been normal. Seeing him on Twitter, seeing him walk up the steps of the White House tonight, it looked like he was a little bit winded, but not in terrible shape. The problem is that COVID can have this kind of odd course where you can be doing fine and then just crash. And he's certainly in the window of time where he has every possibility that he'll do that. He may get away with it. And I'd say he's probably got it better than even odds that he'll get away with it. But there's a reasonable chance that he will deteriorate. He'll get more short of breath and he'll be back on that helicopter heading back to the hospital the next several days.
And what is the risk to him in terms of treating the course of this disease and his health, you know, having gone out, if he does sink back down into a poorer state, does that mean he's got a less good chance going forward?
Sure. I mean, his prognosis as a 74-year-old overweight man who was sick enough to go to the hospital, that's a pretty tough group. That's a group that has about a 1 in 5 chance of dying. The fact that he has done okay for 2 or 3 days probably lowers that a little bit. But if he were to get sick enough again that he would need to go back to the hospital, that would go up again. The fact of him going home, his home isn't like your home and my home, it's the White House, and so he can be monitored more closely there than normal. So it's not as dangerous as for the average patient going home. But still, if you're going to get sick, and these folks sometimes they're feeling fine, and then an hour later they're desperately short of breath, and sometimes an hour after that they need to be on a breathing machine. You don't want that to happen, even in the White House, and then to have to take a helicopter ride back to the hospital. You'd rather be 100 feet away from the intensive care unit. So he is taking a significant risk, and we'll see if he gets away with it.
And what's your feeling about the information that the public is getting about the president's condition? Of course, there's been a heated discussion since he came down with this disease, or since we learned of that. Do you think the doctors are being frank enough? Do you think there is reason for them to perhaps be cautious around some of the information they give out?
I find it immensely frustrating. I think a lot of what they're telling us is politically determined. It might very well be being determined by the patient. I think the doctors are in a difficult position, because the patient is also their boss and the commander-in-chief. And so they're clearly speaking to the audience of people around the world, and they're also speaking to one person who's the president. They seem to be quite comfortable telling us good news. And then there are other pieces of data that are equally important that they dodge behind, saying that that's a violation of a regulation where you have to be very careful about divulging patient information. So they will say that about the results of his CAT scan, and then just after they've told us what his medications are and what his vital signs are, it's a little ridiculous. It's clear that they know they're being ridiculous, but they're being boxed in by the political people.
And what are the risks to those around him? Because he's still got the virus. He is still capable of passing it on, presumably.
Correct. You have to treat him as being infectious and contagious, and so wherever he is, he should be in strict isolation. That's why seeing him do his ride around the White House yesterday to wave to his fans was upsetting, because he was putting several Secret Service agents at risk for no good reason that I could think of. So the hope is that, I mean, he can be in isolation as easily in the White House as in the hospital. The question is, will he? I mean, if he walked into the White House tonight, pulled his mask off in a vivid display of flouting the rules, and walked in, and my guess is there were people there. So I have very little trust that he's going to follow the guidelines. At this point, he's not at any additional risk from exposing people, but the people around him are. So if he does that, it's a truly selfish act. So really, from the very beginning, the president and the administration have basically said, don't worry about this thing. You don't need to wear masks. And the results are that we've had 210,000 people die of this. Now he has it. He is contagious. And the fact that he pulled his mask off in this dramatic gesture before entering the White House, I think, is really upsetting.
The event in the Rose Garden 10 days ago for the Supreme Court nominee Amy Coney Barrett, that super spreader event as it's now been sort of determined, it seems the White House reportedly today is not going to aggressively investigate who might have been infected from that disease. What are the implications from that event? What are the implications of that?
Oh, it's pretty shocking. It's yet another evidence of flagrant disregard for the science and for best practices. Now, my guess is in many contact tracing circumstances, you need to get a phone call from someone saying you were at this event and it turns out someone's infected. I don't think there's anybody who's not heard of this event. So my guess is everybody who was there is going to go out and figure out a way to get tested. But that said, there's no question that the right thing for them to be doing is doing contact tracing, not only because it's right, but again, just like the mask wearing, they are sending a message about following the science, following the evidence, doing the right thing. And again, they're sending a message that we're not going to do that, which is really really counterproductive.
Dr. Robert Wachter, thank you very much for speaking with us today.
You're very welcome.
Dr. Robert Wachter from the University of California, San Francisco.